Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And now we're going to be chatting with Pamela Gobani.
Why?
Who is the general manager at the South African Friends of Israel. We're going to be chatting with Pamela because in News 24 we saw a very interesting story today that Pamela and Safi called a prayer meeting on Monday this week to call for South Africa to review its policy with Israel. So I think it's a good time. Welcome, Pamela. Let's cross over to you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for making time to be with us this afternoon. So firstly, maybe you can just tell us, who is South African Friends of Israel?
South African Friends of Israel is a civil society organization that works to promote a more balanced, if not more favorable, relationship between South Africa and the State of Israel. So we are doing all sorts of things that will connect South African communities to the truth about Israel as a partner for development, as a nation which, as the Jewish state, prides itself on being a light to the nations, a leader in development cooperation across the world and in Africa. And we just want our country to benefit from these good relations with Israel. And we are also very much supported by Christians who know that, you know, the Bible says God will bless those who bless Israel and curse those who curse Israel. And because, you know, our affiliates and ourselves who are Christians, we take the Bible seriously, and we're saying, you know, we should be doing everything for the good of our country, and we shouldn't be doing things which would cause spiritual harm, but also, you know, economic and developmental harm to our country.
Absolutely.
Through the negative stance that our government has adopted towards the State of Israel.
Wow. As a proud South African who supports Israel, just a big thank you to you and your organization. You do incredible work. So maybe let's jump right in. And I see that you called this prayer service a meeting to try and call for South Africa to review its policy. So maybe let's start at the beginning. Do you have what is the South African's policy? What is South Africa's policy towards Israel?
South Africa's policy towards Israel is rather a belligerent one. It endorses the view of Israel as an apartheid state, totally ignoring all the empirical evidence to the contrary. It is a policy which embraces Israel's enemies without question. As we saw in 2018, 2019, you know, the visits by Hamas to our government leaders, and we saw when our Minister of Foreign Affairs made a statement during the Israeli operations against the Palestinian Islamic Jihad in the Gaza Strip, when the Ministry of Foreign Affairs made very negative statements towards Israel's need to assert its territorial integrity and the safety of its citizens. That statement was applauded by Hamas. So we are saying, you know, our government should be much more responsible in its approach to this situation. This is a dispute between nation groups who are disputing control over territory. It's not something which should be treated lightly, because lives are at stake. And we think that our government is much more interested in using this situation between Israel and the Palestinians to score political points instead of actually making statements that are helpful in bringing the two sides to the table so that a negotiated settlement can actually be reached. We've seen that consistently.
Sorry, Pam,
Israel.
I'm going to just disturb you for 1 second. We have to cross over to news headlines, but then we're going to come back to you and continue the conversation. So stay tuned. We're going to be back with Pamela.
Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Thank you, Pamotzi. And we're back with Pamela in studio discussing Friends of Israel, South African Friends of Israel, and how they are trying to affect change in the South African government. And Pamela, you were just explaining to us before the news headlines the very worrying policy that South Africa has with Israel. And I think any of us who visited there, you know, people get very surprised when they arrive and see Arabs freely walking around the streets. Most signage is in Hebrew, in Arabic, in English. You know, we see a very different reality on the ground. And you're obviously you're being proactive in trying to change the narrative. So do you feel that you do have the government's ear? When you held this prayer meeting on Monday, did you get any engagement from government? Was there an impact?
We haven't had any engagement with government, but we do know that the churches in South Africa are highly respected institutions. And so we are very grateful for the support that we've received from a lot of churches, not just in Gauteng, but across the country. You know, we've had engagements with churches in the Eastern Cape, Western Cape, Free State, Northwest, Mpumalanga, and we are hoping to continue this engagement into next year. People in South Africa are majority Christians, and so they respect the church leaders that are leading them in their worship and in their spiritual lives. And so when they see that their leaders in this field are embracing Israel, speaking out against the lies being told about Israel as a Jewish state, they see that this is actually a real serious issue. And by highlighting Israel as a partner for development, we are also showing people that it goes beyond the spiritual need to work with the Jewish state, which has been blessed by God, as the Bible says. But to say to people who are even secular, you should embrace Israel, because everywhere Israel has gone in the world, they've brought development. Israel is a leader in technology, water management, agriculture, medicine, entrepreneurship, and we in South Africa are desperately in need of these type of developmental skills. And Israel, the Jewish community, working on the basis of Tikkun Olam, the Hebrew philosophy of fixing the world, making the world a better place, we have a lot to benefit from a good relationship with Israel.
Absolutely. And Pamela, I just have to say, I feel like for the last week on the show, we've been discussing how we complain and how we have issues with government, with policy, and we just talk about it around dinner tables. So the fact that you are mobilizing this level of engagement, and the fact that we're seeing on ENCA, which is mainstream news in South Africa, what you're doing, it seems that although government has policies, you are actually changing the reality on the ground by mobilizing. It seems most South Africans are actually very pro-Israel and aren't involved in that political situation. So hopefully in mobilizing the people and getting their voices heard, we will affect the change through government as well.
Pamela, Pamela, it's Kathy Kayla here. And I've just got a question. Sorry, did you want to answer Robin?
No, carry on.
Do you think that, just your opinion, is anti-Semitism anti-Zionism? And the reason that I ask is because South African Friends of Israel isn't a specifically Jewish organization. In fact, it's made up of mainly Christians, you know. So if somebody's anti-Zionist, does that include Christians?
I believe that anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism, because Zionism is the national liberation movement of the Jewish people. Zionism is calling for the Jewish people to return to their biblical homeland, which was given to them by the God of the Bible, and which they have been in for the last 3,500 years. If anyone is interested in who was the first king of Jerusalem, it was Shem, as the Bible says, who's the progenitor of the Jewish people. So we have a very long biblical history to support Israel's claim to this land. But also archaeologically speaking, there is clear evidence that the city of David did exist, that King Solomon did build that temple, and that the language of the Jewish people, Hebrew, has been spoken in that land for millennia. So historically, it's true, but also geopolitically, it's true too, because the Jewish people do need a homeland where they can be safe, where they can be free to be Jewish without having the harassment which they have suffered for 2,000 years. We know that the Holocaust happened because the Jewish people were not able to actually have a place of refuge. You know, they sought refuge in different European countries. They even sought it in the USA, and they could not find it and ended up, you know, losing so many Jewish people in the Holocaust. So the state of Israel is a place where the Jewish people can be safe and live free to be Jewish. So it is anti-Semitic to say that Zionism is racism or to say that Zionism is invalid, because the survival of the Jewish people is what Zionism is all about.
Pamela, thank you so much. And that is where we leave it. That's Pamela Ngubane, the general manager at the South African Friends of Israel.